Yeah, leave it like that. Just lean in.
Okay.
Sorry.
Lean
right in. Hey, lean in.
Don't
be scared. It's cat.
Butterfly.
Oh. Go ahead.
We're gonna walk these dogs. Okay. You're listening to Chamber Music Radio at live365.com, and I'm Maui Kay, your old dirty hostess with your shallow mostess, right here coming at you from the depths of the 36 chambers, straight from the grain to you. All right, we have a special guest today.
Holla.
Cappadonna is
in the
house.
I'm in the building. right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we also got Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
And we got a G Club as always.
What's up?
And we got Star Spangle up in the house too.
Yeah. And we got my man Balvin. So.
We got somebody
else.
Can't
forget my nephew.
Oh,
you
can't forget.
That's the legacy right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the legacy right
there.
That's my man Gutterbug. You know what I mean? Right. Straight from the Q. You know what I mean? Hailing from Harlem, NYC. You know what I mean? That's how we do it, straight Mecca style.
Yes, Savior Allen and all that. Emerald City and all of that.
Yo, so go ahead. You can ask some questions, start off the way you.
Okay. I'll ask you about your movie. Iron Fist Pillage.
What's that? Iron Fist Pillage.
Because I've seen that thing like 20 million times and asked.
Well, I'm about to switch it up on you, change my whole dialect and all that right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, look, put it this way. It's like this. We like that movie. We always love your albums. You know what I'm saying?
Iron Fist Pillage, man. It's an old classic right there.
Yeah, you know, that's the classic. Some people talk, I think it was a little ahead of its time. Yeah. You want to speak about that?
Yeah. I think it was ahead of its time too, you know, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It just do a nice flick up and bring on a couple of people, them like Steph Lover, my boy Mo, them, and you know what I'm saying, Lounge Mo, and a couple of other friends of mine, man, and we just spit something out upon the DVD where it's like a old kung fu flick, and then we just switch it up and bring a different accent to it, you know what I'm saying, and come with some new flavor, you know what I'm saying, using the same images of a kung fu flick where I'm called an Iron Fist Pillage, and then change up the dialect, you know what I'm saying, and bring it upon some street level, you know what I'm saying. It's Cappadonna, it's the vengeance of Cappadonna, and how, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to rise up against me and pimp my woman and do all them things. Them I try to do, you know what I'm saying, and then I have to rush them and cut them, stab up enough people in out of movie. You know what I'm saying? Switch it up, man. You know what I'm saying? And treat enough woman them like savage beast. And you know what I'm saying? It's my movie. It's my way. And it's my game. And that's how I'm a player.
Well, since we're on the subject of the movie. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to know, did you, what channel was it that did that? They did a series of kung fu movies.
About Tommy Boy
Records. Tommy Boy Red Kung Fu.
Tommy
now,
Boy.
They totally stole that from you, right? I mean, come on.
I mean, Tommy Boy,
them.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like I am the originator and everybody else is the duplicator. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do my songs over. And I want to do my music over, and I want to do my movie over. You know what I'm saying? But it can only be one original, and that's the original Da Ga Ga and Cappadonna. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take back no chat.
No doubt, so
you see my movie? Yeah, I dropped that movie like just about maybe 4 years or 3 years ago, but the people them not catch it.
Right,
but you can buy it right now if you go there upon online. You know what I'm saying? And you can get it from Tower Records and thing.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? It's a new move, but me still got some other things that me working on still, you know.
Yeah.
Like my DVD, it come out soon too.
And what was that all about?
The DVD is just about, you know what I'm saying, the different things that been going on in the last like 4 or 5 years with the Wu-Tang and the rise and fall of Wu-Tang and you know what I'm saying, and the separation and division that are going inside the business and all them thing. You know what I'm saying? It's about my shows and how I conquered Europe and different various,
right.
You know what I'm saying, aspects of Germany and all them thing. I'm going to go over there and crush them and, you know what I'm saying? It's about the message and the music. You know what I'm saying? It's about the uplifting of the people, you know, and the breaking down of the people. You know what I'm saying? It's about religion, culture, and politics. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a whole bunch of things that I wanted to touch on for bring forth a new direction of the new world music that I'm for bringing out a set right now, something called a transition.
Right. Now, when you talk about being the originator of things.
Yes, the
originator. I don't know if I really want to go there right now, this early in the day, with this kind of weather. You know, it's very cold out, and it's about to get colder if I ask you.
You need to go there. I think you need to go there.
I'm saying, you know, as you know, as I just told you, I used to be around cats, and cats used to talk about you and be like, yo, did you hear what Cap spit? Cap this? Cap? I'm like, who's Cap? Because this was 1994, 95.
Yeah.
And you wasn't really...
I wasn't really inside the... inside the game yet.
Right, but you were known.
But I was known because of my razor sharp tongue.
And I'm going to tell you something. That conversation took place at a video shoot with me and infamous Mr. Savage from Soul Kid Click and a man named Raekwon, a chef, playing us his unmixed album.
Oh.
And the conversation was Cap. Cap who? Who's Cap? Oh. I'm like, is that your ghostwriter? Sup?
you know what I'm saying? Now, it's like, you know what I'm saying? you know I'm a steer. Nah, me never really ghostwrite nobody lyrics or nothing like that. But I have a definite, you know what I'm saying, high influence that I present.
That's a big album.
You know what I'm saying?
That's about the biggest album.
Over the
ever
people
in Wu-Tang history. Am I wrong?
One of the best albums, yes. The Pillage was my first album and dropped it in 98. You know what I'm saying? Even before that, me have some things that me do like mixtape action. And I have a lot of songs, then one called a lounging, but we never really just do song them. We just spit lyrics upon the rhythm and ride the rhythm for our Dean. You see what I'm saying? That's how I'm gonna come out on a joint with them called Winter Wars.
Right.
Let me just keep thrashing over the track and thrashing and thrashing and never stop. You know what I'm saying?
I wore, and
it's like, yo, still, and even to this day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I have to go on and so and switch up the music and show them that I'm not blood clot deal with no 16 bar and hook business, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's my way that me I do things, you know what I'm saying? Because I am the creator, and that's what people them not know yet, but I am the unordinary light.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And when I grab the mic, man, I stop blood clot rap, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Worse, all them MC them must take cover and watch out for my new conquest. I'm sure you come.
I don't know how to say this, but you're a true MC.
Yeah, man.
What does that mean to you, being a true MC?
A true MC, man, just means, you know what I'm saying, that for years, man, for hold it down. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about, you know what I'm saying, the skills that you develop, that you bring to the table for make war. You know what I'm saying? When I blood clock make war with my people, not a struggle. It's like, yo, my lyrics uplift the people. You know what I'm saying? And bring about some new changes to the environment. You know what I'm saying? Talk about, you know, poverty and love and hatred and the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? And talk about woman and children and father life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what me try for breed the people with. And I always deal with no going against the system, you know what I'm saying, within the system, because not right, man, for people, for go against people. And a lot of rappers, them get killed in out of music right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because them not use them gift correctly.
Right.
If it's God who I forgive you a gift, you know, if you have to use that in a positive way, and that's when you reap the benefits of something nice. But if you deal with death and destruction,
no doubt,
then you know I go on. You end up like all the rap of them that went against the grain and them died off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm now want to go ahead and use them gift to uplift the people. So that's how I'm
that real shit. That's the real, real. You know, that's some other. That's not present in the music. What happened to hip hop, Cap?
It's like the hip hop, the soul of hip hop, and them gone drawn away. It got drawn away from the music, you know. The people start creating violence. The world become more violent than out of music, and the woman them become more subject to whoreism, and you know what I'm saying, they want to take off them clothes, and then the people them start cloning them blood clot self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And getting a different fierce and out of game. And then getting a different body and out of game. And nip and tuck and clone this and clone that. And then I want to deal with them original formation. You see me, I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. And I'm also want, you know what I'm saying, feed the youth them the wrong kind of food. For make them go on against each other and kill each other off and cut each other throat. Right now, them have a new game and not a game world right now where it's all a rap of them want to fight each other and kill each other and it's a bloody blood clot mess. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? I say. Mm-hmm. And it's this kind of poison that make the youth them right now unsophisticated for the world to come. So man, I have to go on now and change up the message and out the music, man, and make the people them rise above savageness and come and our different civilization, man, and learn more about Islam and the culture of real life. Mm-hmm. Islam is the purest form of any religion. Mm-hmm. You see what me I say? And that's what me I bring to the forefront, man. For sure, the people them, yo, this is the way, this is the new way for all destruction for stop. And a new world I come up out of the bad world, man. Transition. It's about coming from out of the hell. It's the hell is the mental death. You know what I'm saying? That the people them try structure and not the music. It's for come out of that and into the heaven of life, which is the supreme intelligence.
Alright.
Boy.
Word. So what's the plan? How you gonna do it?
Single-handedly.
See? It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be like that because,
you know what I mean?
because even still, you know, Allah is one.
Right. So,
you know what I'm saying? Because Allah stands for all. If you look at the root word, it's for all of we are one.
So you know what I'm saying? You know you can do it.
I know I can do it, man. I depend on straight guidance from the Almighty Jah. And I'm a producer, Star Spangle. Right. Boy, the best fire ever done. Go on, produce and deliver. Go on!
Chief, you got a question?
Yeah, I want to touch on some old bangers you did in the classics, like Supermodel. You know what I mean? To me, you know what I mean? A lot of cats is like mimicking that whole flavor. You know what I mean? And it ain't Supermodel that wasn't hot because Ghost was on it. You know what I mean? Because Ghost added his flavor, but you know what I'm saying? You ran
it's track. My, it was my yeah. song, you know, still,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I never want nobody get upon my song, but still, you know, it just, you know, being that I'm a given person,
right.
I still let Ghostface go on right upon the track, you know what I'm saying? We did that one out in LA. We went out LA or something for Lay That Down. And it's like, yo, all right, me can give you this piece of paper and let you go on so and do the hook, but it's me who I write that. You know what I'm saying? It's and it was my song, you know what I'm saying? My single, you know what I'm saying? Me feel like me should have just do that by my blood clot self, you know what I'm saying?
yeah.
The same way I'm gonna do my run song over and I put me and over mm-hmm. inside the music, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Now, but we know what time it is with all that.
But let me show you something,
yeah,
Dre.
Go ahead.
It's like the song Supermodel, that was my attempt to uplift the woman and show them that, you know, it's hard for a man to have one woman. You know what I'm saying? It's something that man for practice. We have to practice restraint. But at the same time, we want to bless them and show them, say, yo, that all women, them queen. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, a king must master and rule the civilization. That's where the information that God give us for when he put us in the earth. You know what I'm saying? It's like Adam come from one seed. And then I'm going to make Adam fall deep asleep and pull out one rib. And that's when God make woman. You know what I'm saying? For be beside man. But I'm not feel right. Because woman them, they want to go and eat the fruit from the tree, the forbidden fruit, because the serpent was cunning. And the serpent assured woman, say, yo, if you eat this fruit, then you will become like God, able to see. You see me? But let me show you something, Star. It's then that woman try to rise up against man. And to this day, star, it's still competition for woman and man for guan. So, and create a nice connection. So 80% marriage now work. But still, star, may I for show them that you're my beloved. You are the queen of the earth. And me never meant to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? But it's like this. Man represent independence. Woman represent nation. Scene.
Alright. Yo, the catalog, G, your wares, God, for every video, son. You like, you know what I mean? You get that tailor made, you tell them how you wanna dress or what? You just gotta capture make this shit. I mean, how does that go down, son?
It's like another wardrobe district. I have a certain belief, and I believe that less is more. You know what I'm saying? If you can spend less for your garment, if it's something that you like, you can make it work. You don't need no blood clot $100,000 watch for make yourself look nice. You already look nice because it's man who make the clothes and not the clothes that make the man. You see me? So it's like we can't take any garment, any t-shirt or anything that look nice inside the eyes of me and make it look better when the way me present it and put the colors them together. Because when we put the colors them together and make it look like a rainbow of colors and it's real nice to the eye. See? So when everybody look at eye and eye, it's like, yo, that's the first sign of communication. You seeing? It's like the eyesight is the first sign of communication. When you meet with a person, that's the first thing you see. And then you go on out to the intellect. So you want to look nice. It's good to look nice, but it's more important to be nice.
Right, no doubt, no doubt.
Yo, I want to say this. I was at the show at the Continental Jump Off in Jersey, the last Wu-Tang show. All y'all cats that wasn't there, I'm going to tell you what Cap had on, yo. Cap on some gators on stage. You know what I mean? Fly on some Teddy Pendergrass shit. You know what I mean?
Man, my two-piece.
Yeah.
With my two-piece.
Yeah.
Wear a two-piece suit and shirt and tie business. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to bring to the people, you know, a different approach. You know what I'm saying? And I always want to look like, you know what I'm saying, the ghetto youth.
Right.
Sometimes I have to bring a different presentation to make the people understand that this is not a game and what I'm doing is a serious thing. And I said, like I said before, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, your appearance sometime that make you stand out from the rest of the people. So while everybody else, them I jump around and out them streetwear, me just come out with a new flex, you know what I'm saying, and look real nice upon the stage. So it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? They make the people them want to tuck them shirt inside sometime, man, and just come with a new vibe. And that's all me do, and that's what make me the creator.
Yeah. In the old days, Cap, B-boys, everybody had their own style. Everybody had their own style of moving. Everybody had their own style of dress. Everybody had their own style. If they rhymed, they had their own style of doing that. Mm. Or beats, every group had their own sound. How do you relate to that in terms of what's going on now? Because I noticed you stay B-boy forever. You always got your own everything. Even when you were in the Wu-Tang Clan, you still, it was like always you were set apart. And I don't mean the way that RZA tried to say featuring Cap, but I'm talking about just the visual, the sound, and everything. The Wars, perfect example. How do you explain that and relate it to now, what the scene is like now with hip-hop? Just want to speak on a hip-hop level for a moment, if you would.
Yes, because I know the value of teamwork. You know what I'm saying? I know that there's strength in numbers and that anything that's going to be substantial and built upon a solid foundation have to come from a team. Team is going to still represent nation because together we stand and divided we fall. You know what I'm saying? So first you have to strengthen yourself as an individual. You have to have knowledge of self because if you're not save yourself, you can't save nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to structure myself within myself for bring that projection and out a team to make it work together. But at the same time, still have my individuality to show them that I can stand alone as a man, and that's the representation of the God Almighty. Bless me. One boy named Peter Brows.
Alright, you wrote your part too?
Nah, I'm not really write my part, you know what I'm saying? Me just go and, you know what I'm saying, take some, you know, some scripting, and then, you know, it's dip on a few words upon it, and then me just add some flavor to it and add some other words to it, you know what I'm saying? But it's he who wrote the script, you know what I'm saying? And everything else is falling into place, man. Word, but we can't do it. We can't do it again, you know. We can't do it because it's nobody that can do it like me. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I started that, you know what I mean? And now it's like, yo, we can't do it even with a Scarface movie.
I'm not from Staten Island, but I got a question right now. How many friends in the world have you started? How many things have you been doing?
Wow, Steve.
I mean, because, you know, I know a few of them that nobody knows, but we got you here now. Tell us.
I mean, yo, it's like, it's me who I say it came to the fork in the road and went straight.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I hear Jay-Z use that in one of them rhymes. You know what I'm saying? It's me who I make save the children. You know what I'm saying? But the only one that did that before me was Marvin Gaye. I'm saying, it's me who originate Run. You know what I'm saying? And them boy don't want imitation. It's me who I come out with the longest rap. You know what I'm saying? People don't try to rap longer and stronger, but I'm not get it right. It's me who I come with a catalog, you know what I'm saying, and make the boy them step up them game and get on some jiggy business with a suit thing. It's me who I come in with a suit, you know. Ever since Ice Cream.
What about lyrically? What about your rhyme style?
Lyrically, my style switch up so much, man. I know where I try to forget my style. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of people, them, you know what I'm saying, try to get my style, you know what I'm saying? But
which one is that? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
One, that one?
They might just take a little piece of this and a little piece of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all right, man, because, you know, I'm still a giver. You know what I'm saying? I practice regular charity. Yeah, but I'm about to come with a new flex and see if them can catch this one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you feel about being an originator who creates things behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying? Lurking around, giving cats ideas, whispering in mad ears. Then you see the shit blow up. You stay on the humble. You know, when are you going to get yours? Or is that not important? Except for
dope. Nah, it's now is my time for me to get mine. See, the year of 2-5 is equals to 7. You know what I'm saying? And that's the highest of supreme intelligence. You know what I'm saying? And it's that is when, you know what I'm saying, I start to reap the benefits of my labor. You know what I'm saying? But it's like every man, you know what I'm saying, that's a big man and that's a leader. You know what I'm saying? Or even according to Jesus Christ, man must fall in order for stand tall. You know, everybody must go on a struggle to receive a victory. So it's like, yo, may I for show my humiliation first. May I for show you that I can fall and be of nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then rise back up and be something.
Yo, what was your favorite joint set of all the ones that really touched you the most?
That would have to be The Pillage. You know what I'm saying? Because that was my first thought. And the first thought is always the purest one.
Now from there you went to a more spiritual concept when you did the record on Epic. And you're talking like you want to go back to that now, but yet that wasn't as successful for you. How do you feel in terms of like success versus positivity in music?
It's like it wasn't a success as far as financially, but it was a success as far as me delivering the message.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was more of a spiritual thing.
Yeah, I was surprised.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't for the money. You know what I'm saying? It was for God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? To show Him that, yo, I would take something like this and sacrifice all the money in the world just for going and give my message to show the world that, this is bigger than just paper. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than the wood. You know what I'm saying? It's about the message, man. I'm a messenger. And it's like, yo, I will deliver my message for nothing if I have to.
Question.
It's my job.
Seeing now the way it is, your lyrics, when you were doing Pillage, mad advanced compared to the styles that were happening in that era. And I think now people, maybe a year ago, people finally learned, they understood that album. You know what I mean? What about now? Are you going to have to dumb it down? You feel like you have to dumb your lyrics down now to catch some light? Or are you going to go more advanced?
I'm gonna go more advanced because now it's just now that I earn my wings. You know what I'm saying? And wings is the knowledge of self. You know what I'm saying? And when you have the wings of the knowledge of self, that is what makes you fly high above all the rest. You know what I'm saying? My last album was called The Struggle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I had to go through in order to reach the higher heights. You know what I'm saying?
You're ready for that now. You're ready for the heights.
Aor, that's Aor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there a value to you to having one producer to really craft the album and make it like a musical statement like the old days? Because you know how Kane always had Marley, you know what I'm saying? The Flavor Unit had DJ Mark 45 King, Wu-Tang had RZA. There's some, Public Enemy had their sound. That's missing now. And you get a hot producer. Like, say, Iron Sheik is the new hot producer. Now, everybody got Iron Sheik tracks. Everybody sound like they're making one record. Do you think there's a value to have one producer or one crew to craft the album and make it great in hip-hop?
I think when, you know what I'm saying, when one deals with the one person or deals with a team, that you should stick to your team.
Right.
And what it does is create stability.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For one, you have stability. Then you can franchise. And when you franchise, it's like then you could generate more property, more income, you know what I'm saying, and more control over your music and your business.
Right, right, right.
It's all about bringing it back to the foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anybody
else got questions?
Wow, you just dropping jewels. Yeah, I'm just taking it all in. You got any other heart?
What are your influences?
SZA influenced me, Marvin Gaye, you know, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, you know, anybody who, you know, is going through a transition, you know what I'm saying? Denzel Washington, Bill Cosby, one of my biggest influences, Farrakhan. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Lord and Emperor, Jesus Christ, Moses, them, you know, even some Harriet Tubman, Aunt Jemima, you know what I'm saying? All them people them influence me for do a good thing, you know.
What about MCs?
I get a lot of influence from Jay-Z, a lot of influence from Mobb Deep, Slick Rick, Run-DMC, the whole music industry, because, you know what I'm saying, you can learn something from a smart man as well as a fool.
When you first started rhyming, give me that much. Who was your influence?
Mainly, one boy them from around the way, him named Scotty Waddy, and played a great deal of influence in my style and everything, because you know he always had some kind of message inside of the lyrics that was, you know what I'm saying, uplifting the people, and that was the first person I hear in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? That really captured my ear and not in music. So it's like, you know, it grounded me in a good foundation, and I'm grateful for that. Scotty Waddy, big up in your blood clot.
Mm-hmm. So more people around the way than people necessarily that were legendary MCs?
Yeah, it's always the people that's closest to you is for bigger influence in your life, like your mother and your father. You know what I'm saying? And your friends who y'all grew up with and ting.
Let's talk about the questions that the fans want to know. Not necessarily what we want to know, but we got to hit this off. Old Dirty Bastard.
My brethren, rest in peace, for Old Dirty Bastard, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, we just do our next song coming out soon on ODB's next album. I think it's a release from Rockefeller Records. But it's like, yo, we just came together, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm there, I release from jail, it's like him show me and say, yo, him call me right away and say, yo, you know what I'm saying? Want to do a song with you, but we never reach each other, you know what I'm saying? Until I'm going back in out of essence. And it's like, yo, I'm still reached out from the spirit world to me. Right. And you know what I'm saying? It's now that we make that happen. There should be a new release coming out soon where, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a track with me and the one ODB.
I heard one song. We playing it on the radio now with you and Dirk.
That's probably the
That's
one.
That's probably the one right now.
That's probably the one.
It's out. I think it's already out.
All right.
It's on something. But, yeah. All right, Wu-Tang Clan, you a member?
It's like Wu-Tang is in my art. You know what I'm saying? It's going to always be a scar there upon my chest. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the foundation of how me enter inside of the rap game. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yo, I'm about to show you myself. You know what I'm saying? Individuality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you that, you know what I'm saying, I was effective as a team as much as I'm effective, you know what I'm saying, for Delph. Yes, star.
RZA.
You know what I'm saying? RZA. And my big influence in the beat world, you know what I'm saying? But in the lyrics not really, you know what I'm saying, touch my heart or nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm white, right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's better to live sometime than to preach. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you not live according to where your words them, then you're not a false prophecy, you know?
I read somewhere, I don't know what interview that I think this was. Clef, you might have to help me with this one. I remember reading, I think I was reading this interview RZA did in Europe. He was speaking on you saying that you was a cat on Staten Island that was taking mad dudes out when you came home from the belly. You know what I'm saying? Before, while you was in the belly, he was the reigning so-called champion on Staten Island. Then you got home, Cass heard about you and he came to battle you, and that's how y'all two connect and he put you down with the Clan. Can you bring some like some validity to that?
It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's when I met up with RZA and them, you know what I'm saying, they had a different, you know what I'm saying, technique, and it was real nice and everything, but you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, the most effective MC, you know what I'm saying, in Park Hill at that time was, you know what I'm saying, Raekwon the Chef. You know what I'm saying? The lyrics was tricky, real tricky, man. You know what I'm saying? And more dedicated to the street, you know what I'm saying, than just, you know what I'm saying, the mathematical level. But RZA, you know what I'm saying, him have a lot of genealogy in himself, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, you have to walk and talk at the same pace. You know what I'm saying? That's what make your, you know what I'm saying, your artwork, you know what I'm saying, more sophisticated and more, you know what I'm saying, acceptable to the people. Then
I heard he could walk and talk at the same time.
Probably can.
Anyway, what else we got?
Theodore Unit, G.
Oh yeah,
please build on.
We have Solomon here, as you know. You know, that's my man. We talk all the time. You know, he showed mad respect and love for you, of course. We definitely talked about that. And you know what I'm saying, we're part of the Theodore, but then again, it looks like you're not part of the Theodore. You know what I mean? But tell us what's up.
Well, it's a game them people in my player, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't be down, but if the money comes around, you know, I have to wear that frown, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, you can't, and nobody wants to cut you an even slice of the cake, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you can't do it, but, yo, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I want to have some blood clot control over you. And me not blood clot control, you know what I'm saying? I'm not deal with them thing them. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I have to be free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're free, it's like, yo, you have more of your soul. You know what I'm saying? And out of music, because, you know what I'm saying? You're in a body, I control you and try for alter your lyrics, them, and alter your technique or alter your style. You know what I'm saying? Alter your currency. You know what I'm saying? If nobody feel like they can control you, They don't want you to be a part of them team. But it's like me. It's like I'm a giver. You know what I'm saying? So it's like no matter what, you know what I'm saying? If brothers come to me on a righteous level, I'm still going to go out and spit something nice for them, you know?
Right.
Like how I did in the beginning to show my consistency.
Right.
To show that, you know what I'm saying? It not take no money for move me. If you are a good friend and you come for me on a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? Me can work with you. Yes, sir.
Niggas on some blue shit.
I would. You know, blue is a bridge in the mind, man, for 20 years. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, give me some false information and thing, you know what I'm saying? But even still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a good bridge in the mission. I'm saying, yo, me forgive you. You know what I'm saying? And me let it go on and pass it up. But me still have to move on. Me still have to go on and forward. And your place is going to be replaced by the next man that's trying to come up. That's what I do. I bring the next people up. You know what I'm saying? Like I bring Solomon Childs them and Mike Caruso and all them boys and out of game. You know what I'm saying? And give Raekwon and them some good lyrics upon the Ice Cream song. And you know what I'm saying? I add on to life, man, by constantly elevating and you know what I'm saying? Constant meditation. All right.
Yo, one more thing. So years ago, some controversy was about
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's like we all have a past, you know what I'm saying? And it's like sometimes, you know, that past consists of a struggle, you know what I mean? And inside of the struggle, a lot of things go on, you know what I'm saying? Like I used to be a crack dealer and I used to sell ecstasy pills and all kind of drug them and, you know what I'm saying, 88 stick up kid and all them things, you know what I'm saying? But that was part of my life, something that I had to go on and graduate from, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, through these trials and tribulations, boy, we learn obedience. So, you know what I'm saying? I accepted a manager, who, you know what I'm saying, whose past life dealt in drugs and destruction. And it's like, yo, it's like I try to lift him up out of that life because he have a good skill in other management business. You know what I'm saying? But then his past come back to haunt him. You know what I'm saying? Like when you there, I caught. And you go for a case and them people say, yo, well in 88 you have a gun charge. So if you have a gun charge in 99, even if it's not you, boy, you still do it. Because it's consistent with 88. But I'm now I want to talk about slavery though. Where we going? You know what I'm saying? Want us forgive and forget, but you always want to bring up the past still, you know? Leave the past in the past, man, and focus better on a new future and a new present life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, the man them I had a beef with a certain piece and, you know what I'm saying, on my aunt's tile. But yo, all right, let it go, star, and let's go on, move up. So, you know what I'm saying? Just for sure, improve my loyalty. Man, I for let my manager go. But what happened? I'm there upon with another next man and I'm a group. Holla.
Wow.
Yo, ain't nothing else for me to say, cause yo, you got any artists you gonna be working with or your own little team you put up?
Yeah, we have a new team right now. It's my team and you know what I'm saying, me and my producer, Star Spangled, you know what I'm saying, Capadonna, the one called Born Divine. You know what I'm saying? We're about to come in and we have a whole nation of people them behind us. You know what I'm saying? The new group is called the FOI. You know what I'm saying? The Fruit of Islam. You know what I'm saying? And they deal with the transition and the foundation is Islam. You know what I'm saying? And everyone them welcome. Right now we have a production team, you know what I'm saying? We're getting some revenue together and building it up from the foundation. And when we're there upon success, then we can bring other people them up. You know what I'm saying? Want label business going. Want some new artists them for try to bring them up. You know what I'm saying? But we have to start first with the foundation. So we're not really branch out. You know what I'm saying? Because we branch out, we can't strengthen the foundation right now. You know what I'm saying? So we have to start from the headquarters, work our way up, and then, you know what I'm saying, if God is good for us, then we can go on and reach out for other people them and make something happen. You know what I'm saying? But my dad, you know what I'm saying, is still going to make some revenue. I've spit on somebody's tracks for a reasonable price because I still have bills, man, for paying, like I told you before. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just my time and my people them time for reach the benefits that we not reach all these years and out of business.
Give us a message for all the fans all over the world who are hearing this. Fans of you.
I just want to say, man, it's nice to be important, but it's even more important to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Even the bad boys, the bad boy can be the humblest person. You know what I'm saying? And this is when you reap the benefits of life. You know what I'm saying? So acknowledge your visitation. Acknowledge yourself and better yourself. You uplift the people. And now deal with destruction for the world, man. It's time for change the game in our hip-hop world. You know what I'm saying? It's time for do a better dressing, a better dance, man, and more stimulation and out of music for the mind. If you uplift the people that has been oppressed for 400,000 years, go on.
All right.
Yo, any dates for a single or exclusive? Anything going to leak out? If so, can we get the first Chamber Music?
Yeah, we have a new song right now. A new song, a new word. This one called Single. So it's funny you say that, you know. This one called Single. You know what I'm saying? You might have heard it somewhere one time. But yeah, we're going to leak this one out. I think everybody should have it in the hip-hop world. It's about the rise, the fall of Capadonna. All right. And the new world of rap music and where it's going and out of the future. It's featuring Star Spangled Banner on a production tip.
Okay.
FOI for life, Mass number 6. Big up in IHS. 1.